Strong Clothier.
Hi, John. This is Zach with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
Oh, Zach, I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. And I just wanted to follow up. Looks like you had done a web registration with us. So I just wanted to see what you're looking to do and how we could potentially help you out.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know whether we're going to be a good fit or not. I would like to borrow $100,000.
Okay.
And I'd like it to be, I don't know if it's better to structure it as a line of credit or as a, you know, working capital loan. I'm not sure how you make those distinctions, but maybe you can help me with that.
Certainly. What are you looking to do? Is this for operational costs? Are you bringing on additional employees or bulk purchasing of inventory or?
Well, a little bit of all of that. I mean, and the reason I say that is because I've already brought on two more people.
Okay.
I'm trying to get them off the ground. And I also, I have some other indebtedness that I'd like to, pay off.
Consolidate.
Yeah, depending on what we might be able to do. So we've got several things going on. I've also, we're moving into a bigger location soon.
Oh, great. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. But, all that stuff is sort of contingent on getting the right cost of money,
mm-hmm.
or getting the cost of money in line. And I don't know, I really don't know much about your program other than I got a letter and I thought I'd check it out.
Yeah. Okay. So with our working capital program, it is based off of the sales of the year previous for the business. We're able to land up to 10 to 15% of your top line revenue.
Okay.
As short term cash, basically 6 to 24 months are typically first time borrowers' lengths of term. I have seen it go 3 years sometimes. And again, it's either a daily, weekly, or a monthly payoff. There's just a whole lot of options and programs there. It's just a matter of where we can fit you in. We need to take a look at cash flow for the business. We look at personal credit, a soft pull on that, as well as time in business. There's a couple factors involved, to let you know what we could do for the business. Offhand, would you happen to know what you did in sales last year, John?
It was roughly $700,000.
Okay. So based off of...
I go back and pull those numbers, but I think that's about what it was. It was probably just a little bit over that.
Okay. Well, it sounds like we can get very close to that $100,000 that you're looking for. And again, it's a very simple process. Have you taken any working capital loans out before? Are you do you have any of those out currently?
We have done some before.
Okay.
We've got one outstanding now with OnDeck.
Okay, I'm familiar with them.
Yeah. I've got one loan with them at current, and then we are just pennies away from paying off another debt I've got with my bank, which is, it's negligible, whatever that is. It could be easily paid off if we needed to.
Okay. With regards to OnDeck, when did you guys start up with them or start that loan with them?
Well, it's our second loan with them,
mm-hmm.
and it was it might have been late last year. Let me look and see. I can tell you.
Okay.
Is that calculated as part of the what your bank is willing to do? Do they reduce it by the amount of that indebtedness, or how does that figure?
So there'd be several different options there. One would be that we pay off the OnDeck loan. And then you would net the remaining balance of that. Another way would be a second position loan, where you'd be paying OnDeck as well as us. But it seems to me it might make sense to pay down OnDeck and just have one payment and see what you would net that way. What are your thoughts?
I'd probably like to keep them second, but I mean, you know, separate. But I'd, let me look and see. Why am I not logged in?
Do you know what your balance is with current balance is with OnDeck by chance?
Okay, I'm just looking right now. Yeah, it was an. I've paid them just over $40,000 on that loan, and there's an outstanding balance of $43,000
left.
So actually, okay. We opened that 7 months ago.
Okay, and is that a daily payment with them?
Yes.
What is that daily payment?
$264.44.
$264.44. Okay. And then what is the projected date that they have as far as that would be paid off?
Well, I mean, I believe it's by the end of this year.
Okay. So...
kind of doing a couple quick calculations. It appears that there's about five and a quarter months of payments left on that.
Okay, so we're saying December.
Not crazy about the daily payments. I don't love that.
Yeah, it is difficult sometimes, depending on the industry. You know, we do have a weekly payment option as well. Let me ask you this. How would you rate your personal credit?
Well, I can tell you exactly what it is, depending on, you know, who you check with.
We just check with Experian. We don't go through all three. We just do a soft pull with Experian.
All right. Let me just tell you for sure.
And if I could get you a weekly payment, would that be a little bit more helpful for the business?
Yeah, I'd prefer that. We can just, you know, it's a little easier to
manage. Check.
But I don't know why it is. You know, we've never had a problem. It's not like we've ever had a problem with the payment. But it's just, I don't like seeing that hit every day.
Yeah, I totally understand.
Let's see. Okay, with Experian, currently at 686.
Okay. Okay, that's right around the national average, which is not bad at all. Have you gone to your local bank and gotten any feedback from them with regards to maybe pulling out some equity or seeing what they could do for you?
I really haven't, and I don't know if I should or not. I thought that I wasn't actively seeking funding, but I was intrigued by the mm-hmm. mailing that I got from you all, and it is time for us to do something. So,
okay,
I guess I kind of started with y'all. Now I have a good relationship with our bank, but
mm-hmm.
But they typically, you know, it just takes a long time, and I just, you know, we're a very small operation here,
right?
I kind of have to handle everything on my own, and so putting together all the paperwork sometimes is, I sort of avoid that.
Yeah, you know, sometimes they want a blood sample as well, and then your firstborn, and all kinds of crazy stuff.
And it can just take so long. And so,
yeah.
You know, when something else is available, it's just preferable.
Okay. Well, John, it's a very simple process with us to see what we can make available. We just have a one-page application. We would look at 6 months of bank statements, the first two pages of your most recent tax return, and then any information that you had, maybe the OnDeck contract, and we can turn around and get you some feedback and potentially an offer, you know, inside of 24 hours. If you like what we have to say, we can have those funds wired into your account in another 48 hours. So it's a very expedited process.
Okay, so give me some idea, Zach. Though, I mean, mm-hmm. What ballpark? What are we talking about in terms of, you know, what's the rate that we would be talking about? And
sure, it was. Is there a particular length of term in mind that you had, or?
Well, I mean, yeah, I would like to do this over about a 24-month period, so we're not, you know, back in the same situation a year from now.
Mm-hmm.
We're a young company. We've been in business 6 years.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, like I said, we've added two people in the last 6 months, and so
nice.
It's hard to, we don't see the return from those hires as quickly as you know as I'd like, but we're poised for some really good growth over the next 2 years. Because both people are responding very, very well to their training. It's just not an immediate sort of return, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Let me ask you this. What kind of clothing do you guys make?
We're in the custom-tailored suit business, custom-tailored shirts and suits and things like that.
Oh, very nice.
And we work with a you know, kind of an exclusive clientele. We go out to see them in their own offices and work with the same clients. And so when somebody's brand new, they don't have the benefit of a lot of repeat business yet, and they're having to generate a lot of new business, which is great,
mm-hmm.
but it just is, you know, it comes slower than once you get that ball rolling and you're going back to see clients like I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't do a lot of new business, but I have regular clients that I see every season. And so, you know, as these new folks develop that clientele,
mm-hmm.
We typically see pretty fast growth.
Nice. So those new folks, are they more on the sales side of things, or do they go out and market and also do measurement and all that as well for suits?
They do both.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's the part of the training that you know, that takes a while to get good at in the beginning.
Yeah, yeah, I would imagine.
They go out and take care of everything as far as the client is concerned, and then, you know, frankly, it's going really well.
That sounds really interesting. I have never spoken with a business owner that did something like that. Sounds like it, you know, actually a pretty decent deal, especially, you know, if the majority of your clients are return customers and just they get new suits every season and you can count on them then, pretty much.
That's right. Well, I did this for 20 years with somebody else and
mm-hmm.
then started this company and, you know, like I said, I guess we started in 2011.
Okay.
January of 2011.
Okay. Oh, you know what? And I'm sorry to get off topic. So typically our rates start at around 10 cents on the dollar and can go up from there as it is an unsecured loan. You know, we would look at time in business. It looks like you have a solid, you know, 5 years in business, and then, you know, cash flow, personal credit would be determining factors, you know, as far as what the rate would go. I don't want to throw out an arbitrary number there and have it be something different when we come back with an offer. But typically, you know, a good rate would be right around 10 cents on the dollar.
Okay.
And with spending on the program, there's also early payment discounts as well. You know, I think two of our programs, it's like 6% of the remaining balance is forgiven. So it's just a matter of where you fit in, as we do have a multitude of programs.
I see. Okay.
But yeah, it's a very simple process. And if you like, I could email you out the requirements that we would need to see what we could do for you.
Yeah, would you please do that?
Absolutely. Can I confirm the email address? I have John ArmstrongApparel.com.
Yeah, it's John at ArmstrongApparel.com.
Okay. What I'll do is I'll put together the list of the items we require, and I'll have my contact, my direct dial on there as well. So
okay.
If you have any questions, you can feel free to reach out to me. I'll be more than happy to answer anything that you have. And, you know, I'd like to maybe follow up with you tomorrow or the next day, give you a chance to look everything over and gather that stuff, if you don't mind.
No, I'm going to market tomorrow in New York. I'll look over it and give you a call back today if it looks like we ought to proceed, okay?
Sure, sure.
Because I'm going to be out of pocket for a week almost.
Okay, no problem, John. I will put that together right now for you, have it over to you in about 10 minutes, and I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking today. Did you have any other questions for me?
No, I'm good. I do look forward to seeing your email, and as soon as I get it and can sort of digest it, I'll get back with you.
Sure. You know what? I'll attach a little highlight reel also of the, you know, what that program, the benefits of it, you know, and what it's all about as well, just to, you know, for your viewing pleasure.
Okay, great. Hey, thanks for the call.
Absolutely. I appreciated your time today. It was a pleasure to meet and speak with you.
My pleasure. I'll look forward to speaking to you again.
All right, John. Take care.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.